Hallelujah.
Amen.
We want to thank God for once again bringing us together. All right, so we were hearing about the Holy Spirit, and let us continue to hear about the Holy Spirit. So almost in the book of John, chapter number 14, let me do a quick recap and let us start off from there. In the Gospel of John, chapter number 14, I already explained you every verse that Jesus taught in relation to the Holy Spirit. In John chapter number 14, verse 15, 16, 17, then verse number 26, then John chapter number 15, verse 26 and 27. So we were on John chapter number 16. All those things are covered. We were on John chapter number 16, verse number 13. Okay, last time we were covering the Holy Spirit, the helper, and the way he will help us is by manifesting as the Spirit of grace and truth. So we saw the functionalities of the Spirit of grace, and then we saw the functionalities of the Spirit of truth. Okay, and then we were on John chapter number 16, verse number 13. It says, however, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. We ended on that Jesus is introducing the students of his school, the disciples, to a new teacher who will take over the course. And the approach of this teacher to teach them is different. There is a different approach that this teacher will use. He will not say things and teach them the truth. He will lead them inside the truth. He will lead them in the reality of the truth. Hallelujah. And I told you how he will lead you into the reality of the truth. When you read the Bible, you will see Jesus said to Peter that when you were young, you went wherever you wished. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hand. Someone else will gird you and carry you to places where you don't want to go. That is the Holy Spirit. He will take you to places where our flesh, where our will does not want to go. That means until we have learned to crucify our will, to deny our will. That is what Jesus said. If you want to follow me, you got to deny your own will. Carry your cross and then follow me. And in one of the scripture, in one of the gospel, it says, carry your cross daily and follow me. That means he's talking about a continuous and consistent process that we need to follow. When we deny our will, then the Holy Spirit will be able to lead us into the reality, lead you into the truth. Luke chapter number 4 speaks about, it was the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit led Jesus to be tempted in the wilderness. So the Holy Spirit leads us into difficult places, into places of testings, so that the scripture would come to reality in our lives. That is how he would lead you into truth. He will not keep you always in a comfortable place. He will put you, you know, David was in the valley of death. David was in a place where he was surrounded by the enemies. But the Holy Spirit brought him the revelation that even though you walk through the valley of death, thou art with me. I will not fear. So the Holy Spirit makes you realize that nothing can defeat you because the Lord is with you. And he gives you the revelations and the reality of how practically God can empower you. How practically in situation God can assist you. God can be with you. God can protect you. Practically. It's one thing to read the Bible, Psalm 91. I will dwell in the secret place of the Most High. It's one thing to read that every day, and it's another thing to experience that when you are in a difficult situation. And that is where the Holy Spirit leads you in those difficult situations so that you can experience the hand of God in your life. He will lead you into all truth. Hallelujah. Sometimes he will allow you to be in the midst of some persecuting people, cursing people so that he can bring to the reality of the scripture where Jesus said to you, bless those who curse you. He can teach you in that situation how to bless people who are cursing you. He can give birth to the love of Jesus in your life and break the ego, break the selfishness, and teach you things when you are being led by him in difficult situation. He will lead you into all truth. Hallelujah. Are we understanding? I am speaking what I know about him, because many of the sermons I am able to teach because he put me in situations like that, which were very troublesome, which were like a suffering to my flesh, and which were not at all convenient. Hallelujah. Many of the sermons, like one of the sermons I taught about the revelation of Elijah and Jezebel, and what was the problem that Elijah became suicidal. And that was a sermon I took. It was a sermon that birthed out of an experience of me with a real Jezebel. With a real Jezebel. And God, hallelujah. And this Jezebel that I did not know was a Jezebel was from many years pressing on me for me to go to some places to do a meeting for them. But I kept saying no, but she continued to, I did not know, but she continued to press on me to take those meetings, to go to those places. So at last I prayed and I heard the Lord saying, you go. I said, okay. I scheduled the meeting and to go to that place. And I went to the hotel room. For four or five days, I went to the hotel room to pray before, because if I am going for any meeting, I would go in fasting and praying. So the whole prayer meeting, I was there with God in that room. God never told me that that person is like that. God never told me that. And then when I started to do ministry there, you know, it was a mighty move of God in that place. All night, people from other villages were coming from to that very place. But what happened is, this lady started to manifest the traits of Jezebel. And all the time of that trip, even while coming back, she persecuted the spirit in me. Continually saying all those nonsense. And she was supposedly to be the host, the servant who was hosting. But all the time, she persecuted the spirit. And after I left that lady to her house. So when we were coming back, it was a 14 hours drive that I continuously did after the meeting. And when I left that lady to her house, and she was just, you know, the spirit in her was just manifesting, the spirit of Jezebel. And after I left her at her home at around 1 a.m. in the night, I was supposed to make a drive back to my home, which was around 1 hour away from that place. And when I was coming back home, I was driving my car and it was a highway. I was supposed to take a left turn to go to my home. But I lost a track of taking the left turn. I said, how did I lost a track? And then again, there was another turn that I was supposed to take. Four turns, I lost a track and I went ahead. I don't know what was happening to me when I was driving the car. Then I told Holy Spirit, oh Lord, help me. I don't know what's happening to me. And the 1 hour drive took me 2.5 hour drive. I don't know how I was driving and missing all the turns. And I was just not able to reach my home. Anyhow, by 4 a.m., I reached my home. And I was so tired after that 15, 16 hour drive that the Lord gave me good sleep. And the morning I woke up, the first thing I started to do is to investigate and pray. I started to pray, oh Lord, what happened? What happened to me? And I started to pray. The Lord told me, after some time, the Lord told me, open the book of 1 Kings. Open the book of 1 Kings, Rahul. And go to chapter number 18. And then I read chapter number 17, 18. There it was written how Elijah something happened to him and he just started to run, and he landed under a juniper tree. That was the spell of Jezebel, making him just run and lose his purpose and lose a track of where he has to go. So I told the Lord, "Lord, was that Jezebel?" The Lord told, "Yes, it was Jezebel." So I asked the Lord, "Lord, then why didn't you tell me? I was praying and fasting before going for that meeting. Why didn't you tell me that that is how the person is?" The Lord told me, I did not tell you because I wanted to go and experience it so that I can teach you this revelation." I said, "Lord, hallelujah. You are too much, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are too much." Amen. Amen. He leads you into all truth. He leads you into all truth. And if you don't have if you don't have a relationship with him, your life will be full of complaining. "Oh, why that happened with me? Oh, why this happened with me? Oh, why this is happening?" But if you have a relationship with him, you will understand that whatever is happening with you, he is the teacher that is teaching you truth through whatever is happening with you. Hallelujah. People of God, say hallelujah. Remove your mute and say hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. That is Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And there should be, if you have a relationship, believers, if you have a relationship with him, with the Holy Spirit, and you also complain, you say, "I have a relationship with the Holy Spirit and I also complain. I also have grudges against God, and you know why this is happening, that is happening." That means I want to tell you are faking it up. It's not a really. If a person who has a relationship with him will not complain, because that person knows that everything, every inconvenient situation that comes in their life, the teacher is teaching them by leading them into all truth. By leading them into all truth. Hallelujah. Amen. Many things he would allow in your life for you to go through those situations, through those difficult situations, because he wants to teach you the truth. Are we understanding how he leads you into all truth? Okay, let us start off with the verses ahead. So we are on John chapter number 16, verse number 13. It says, "However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth." That we have covered. Let's go ahead. "For he will not speak on his own authority." Now listen carefully. He will not speak on his what? Own authority. But whatever he hears, he will speak. He will tell you things to come. Now let us dissect this sentence into two parts, because there are two revelations, there are two concepts that he will bring to you, that he will say to you, or he will teach you in this verse. What? Let me come again. The Jesus is saying, Holy Spirit, he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. So make the first point, whatever he hears, he will speak. And the second point is, he will tell you about things to come. Now, these two sentences mentioned by Jesus about the functionality of the Holy Spirit is in context to prayer and fasting, and is in context to your life, and it is in context to the fulfillment of God's purposes being fulfilled by a prayer warrior, by an intercessor, by the prayer tool, God's heavenly purposes by being fulfilled. It's in context to that. Now, the first thing he's saying, there are two things here. After he will lead you into all truth, there are two things. He's saying that he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will bring it to you. Whatever he will hear, he will bring it to you. That is communicating God's heart and purposes to you. Write it down. Okay? Communicating is what? Communicating God's heart and purposes, the burdens, what God wants to do in your life, what God wants to do for the nation, what God wants to do for your nation, what God wants to do for the city, every purpose on God's heart, whatever he will hear, whatever is in God's heart, he will hear, and by the authority given to him, only for those things. You know, God will not reveal to you everything at once. But whatever the authority being released, okay, the Lord says, Holy, you know, my spirit, Holy Spirit, you can release this part to Rahul. So he will use that authority and take that part of God's purpose and release it to me. So he is a communicator of God's heart and God's purposes. He will communicate it to you. Okay, are we understanding? Believers, when they are at the stage of immaturity, the Holy Spirit, what he does is, he will not communicate the purposes of God in God's heart about the nations to that very believer. He will communicate small, small things, how the believer, the new believer, needs to overcome sin. He will communicate that things about his life from God to him. So are you understanding that he will not have his own authority, but by the authority that God gives to the Holy Spirit. Not everything he will release it to you at once. Whatever permission the Father God gives the Holy Spirit, only those things he will communicate it to you. Even as we go ahead, it will become more clearer. I am going to explain these things even as we move ahead. Okay, that is one thing. And the second thing is, he will tell you about things to come. He will tell you about things to come. That is the prophetic utterance of God. The prophetic utterance of God for the nations, for the churches, for the people, and for individuals. He will bring it to you, the prophetic utterance, about what is going to happen, about things to come. Okay? Now, listen to me. To explain you this, I have to teach you the operations and the activity of the Holy Spirit and of angels through prayer and fasting. If you don't fast as a believer, you will never be able to experience these two things, these two functionalities of the Holy Spirit, if there is no fasting in your life. Because it is through the application of prayer and fasting will the Holy Spirit will be able to communicate the purposes on God's heart to your heart, to your mind. Okay? And so to learn these two revelations, I have to teach you the operations and the activity of the Holy Spirit and of angels through prayer and fasting. Let's go to the book of Daniel, chapter number 9. Daniel, chapter number 9. Okay. Okay, stay very attentive, because what I am teaching, you have to be attentive for you to get that. Okay, Daniel chapter number 9. So we will not read the whole chapter, but when you read Daniel chapter number 9 and Daniel chapter number 10 and also Daniel chapter number 11, what Daniel was doing in the verse 1, Daniel chapter number 9 verse 1, it says, in the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, of the lineage of the Medes, who was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by the books the number of the years specified by the word of the Lord through Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem. Then I set my face toward the Lord God to make a request by prayer and supplication with fasting, sackcloth, and ashes. So he was fasting, he was repenting, and he was praying. Now you have to understand, there is an operation. These the two truths that I am going to teach you in John chapter number 16 verse 13, that communication of God's purposes to a man's mind, and secondly, telling about things to come, the prophetic utterance of God for nations, for people, for individual. Those two things can be learned in Daniel chapter number 9 and chapter number 10. So what was Daniel doing? The Bible says that Daniel was sitting with the Lord, and while he was sitting with the Lord, something came to his heart. What came to his heart? A scripture that was in the book of Prophet Jeremiah. And the scripture was, God is going to accomplish 70 years of captivity for Israel in Babylon. And Daniel was in the season what Jeremiah was mentioning. Now we will come to Jeremiah at a later part. Jeremiah also was uttering the things to come by the assistance of the Holy Spirit, who gives to people the utterance of things to come. Okay, we will come to that. But by that utterance and by that scripture in the book of Prophet Jeremiah was coming to Daniel's heart by revelation, by the Holy Spirit. So God revealed to him, even as he was spending time with the Lord, the Holy Spirit brought the burden of God to Daniel's mind. And what came to his mind was, Lord, Lord, you know, shorten the time of our captivity, please. Amen. Hallelujah. Even if God said 70 years of captivity in Babylon, Daniel tapped into the realm of God's heart behind the scripture. You know, I don't want to keep my people in captivity for 70 years, but because they are so stubborn and for them to repent, I have to cover that period of time. But God's heart is, can there be an intercessor who can, with the assistance and a relationship with my spirit, pray and intercede so that the captivity can be shortened? That is how God is thinking. People of God, are you hearing me? Okay? That is how God is thinking. And that is what came to Daniel's heart. So, the first thing, I am teaching the first stage when you start to receive communication from the Holy Spirit, from the heart of God. The first point, the first stage, what happens is every purpose that is on God's heart is transmitted to a man's heart as a prayer burden by the Holy Spirit. Okay, what is the first stage? Every purpose which is on God's heart is transmitted to a man's heart as a prayer burden. That is the first thing that will happen. And that is what Jesus is saying. He will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak to you. That is transmitting the purpose on God's heart to man's heart. That is the first thing that will happen when the Holy Spirit engages you in communicating with the heart of God with the third heaven. Are we clear on that? So, stay with me. So, when he received this revelation, the Holy Spirit communicated the heart of God, what he started to do? He started to apply repentance, fasting, and prayer to that very word that he received, that the Holy Spirit brought to him. Okay? When he started to fast and pray and put on sackcloth and repent and say, God, I have come to know, Lord, shorten the days of our captivity. Lord, we have sinned. And Daniel chapter 9 is all about repentance. How Daniel was repenting himself and how he was repenting on the behalf of the people of Israel. It's all about repentance. And when he started to repent and fast and put on sackcloth and ashes, the Bible says, verse 21 in Daniel chapter number 9. Verse 21. It says, yes, while I was speaking in prayer, the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, reached me about the time of the evening offering. So, the second activity and the operation of the Holy Spirit and of angels is, when fasting is applied to the prayer burden, it activates and initiates the process for the fulfillment of the prophecy or the burden through the Holy Spirit and angels. Hallelujah. First of all, what you received is a burden from the heart of God through the communication of the Holy Spirit. When the burden came in your heart, it was the Holy Spirit that initiated you to fast on that burden. Lord, I have come to know this is what you are going to do with India, and this is what should not happen. I am going in fasting and praying to fast for this very situation. When you apply fasting and praying for the fulfillment of what you are praying for the purpose of God, there is a strategy and process and a way towards the fulfillment of that very process. That strategy and process is the communication of things to come. Hallelujah. Are we understanding? That strategy and process is the communication of what? Of things to come. Listen to me. Every purpose in God's heart cannot be fulfilled until and unless it is installed in the mind of his servant. And the servant starts to pray for it and prophesy it on the realm of the earth. That's why God needs people to intercede. That's why God needs people to pray. Even not about this is about the nation of Israel, but even about your life. You are praying. You wanted to become a doctor, but here you are praying. You heard in our meeting that Brother Rahul said, you need to go into your secret place and seek the Holy Spirit. So someone from this meeting took the word faithfully and applied it in his or her life and went to the secret place to pray with, to seek the Holy Spirit, to seek the face of God. And while you were seeking, a purpose was released through a scripture to you by the Holy Spirit. And you came to know that you were not supposed to be a doctor. You were supposed to be a prophet. And you got a scripture that convicted you like Daniel. And then when you got that scripture, you will not become a prophet just like that. What will start to happen is you fast with that burden that God has for your life. Lord, you want to make me a prophet? I want to go in another fast and pray and seek you, Lord. In that next fasting and praying, what will start to happen is the Holy Spirit will bring to your heart the things that you are supposed to, the mission way, the way on which you are supposed to walk to become what you need to become. As per the burden, as per the purpose of God. Are you understanding? The second thing that will happen is when fasting is applied to the prayer, to the burden that you have in your heart, the next step of the release of the Holy Spirit and of angels will be released to you. And they will be given authority to communicate to you things to come. Hallelujah. Gabriel came in and what he started to say, in Daniel chapter number 9, verse 24 to 27, he started to talk about the 70 weeks. He started to talk about the 7 weeks and 62 weeks. He started to talk about 62 weeks and for the Messiah will be cut off from the people. He started to talk about the coming of Jesus and his death for the nation of Israel. Now see, look at this. Daniel started off with the restoration of Israel back to Jerusalem. That is what was his starting prayer, isn't it? He was saying, Lord, bring your people out of captivity to Israel. But when he started to pray, what the angel Gabriel started to communicate with Daniel was the real restoration that is going to happen by the Messiah, by the Son of God for Israel. That is what happens when we tap into the understanding and the wisdom of this Holy Spirit. We come to him with certain prayer requests, but by the time we are seeking him, fasting, we understand the bigger picture. It's not what we are asking. It's something else that he wants to show to us. My God, hallelujah. Once I was so hungry. I was feeling so empty. So I went in isolation for 7 days. On the first day, I went to that place. And I had a balcony in that place, a room and a balcony in that place. Through the balcony, I looked. And they were carrying sheaves. You know, the dry grass bundles, the sheaves down. And they were keeping the sheaves there. And when I was standing in the balcony and looking at the sheaves, the Holy Spirit came. And he told me, Rahul, what do you see? I said, these are the sheaves. And he said, do you remember the sheaf of Joseph? I said, yes, Lord, I remember the sheaf. The sheaf of Joseph stood still, but the sheaves of the brothers bowed down before Joseph. So he told me and he left. So I was seeking him. That is the first day he told me that. Okay. I was seeking him after that. Third day, the fourth day, he came more powerfully on me. The Holy Spirit. He came more powerfully on me. And he told me, And he showed me the nations, and he gave me, the Lord gave me the word that he will give me the nations. And then the Holy Spirit told me, remember the first day what I told you? I told, yes, Holy Spirit, the first day you told me that the sheaves of Joseph, the sheaf of Joseph stood upright, and the sheaves of the brother bowed down before the sheaf of Joseph. And the Holy Spirit told me, Joseph was thinking that only the family will come to him and bow down to him. Little that he know that I was going to, the bigger picture was, I was going to bring the nations before him to bow down before him for the storehouse of Joseph. Till now you were thinking that only those who persecuted you and who did bad to you, by this revelation of Joseph, only they will bow down. But little do you know, Rahul, the bigger picture is, the nations shall come to you. Hallelujah. We know what we know. We see what we see. We hear what we hear. But we don't know the mysteries that he has for us. Only when we persistently seek him, the bigger picture can be revealed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Those are the words on, because those are the encounters I had in my life, because of which I am able to continue even through difficult times, because I know what he told me is true. What he told me is true. Here we are trying to build up something local, trying to build up and do something small, but you don't know the bigger picture that the Holy Spirit, he did not yet reveal it to you, because he did not receive the authority. Because remember what Jesus said, he will not speak on his own authority. But whatever he hears, whatever will be given to him by the Father. We are at a stage of immaturity, like we are behaving as a 10-year-old boy or a 10-year-old girl in front of the Father. That's why the Father is not able to hand over us or show us a big car that we can drive, because we are not yet eligible to take the license, because we are immature. So whatever the Father, whatever he releases to the Holy Spirit, that much he will bring and give it to you. The first time he will bring it to you, the smaller picture. That is what happened with Abraham. That is what happened with Abraham. First, Abraham thought the land of Canaan is for me. But when he started to walk with the Lord and build altars to the Lord told, look to the north, look to the south, look to the east, look to the west. All the land that you see, I have given it to you. That is the plan of God for you. But we are not able to tap into the mystery of that plan, because we are not consistently seeking this personality who is given to us called the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Listen to me. So even as you seek him consistently, the picture of the vision of God will broaden up. When Daniel started to seek the Holy Spirit, when Daniel started to seek the Lord, the Holy Spirit first of all communicated the burden for Israel. But now the angel Gabriel is coming now and telling Daniel about the coming of the Messiah. And Daniel, you wanted the nation of Israel to be redeemed, but I want to show you the bigger picture of my son Jesus, of the Messiah promised to Israel, who will redeem the whole human race by dying on the cross and by dying for the people of Israel. Hallelujah. Daniel tapped into a mystery that is a New Testament mystery. Daniel, because of the assistance of the Holy Spirit. So first, the first operation, the first stage in operation, what did I say? The first stage is, the purpose on God's heart will be transmitted to man's heart as a prayer burden. The second stage of the operation is when fasting and praying and repentance is applied to the prayer burden. God will release authority to the Holy Spirit and to the angels to come and communicate to you the bigger picture, or the process or the strategy of the bigger picture of God that he wants to accomplish. Hallelujah. Amen. How many times, people of God, do you seek God seriously? If you, those of you who seek God seriously, how many times it has happened that you went to God to find a to find a marriage partner, to find a wife, to find a husband. And you went to seek the Lord in the secret place. But what God started to tell you is something else. Is something else. Hallelujah. Because we, in our human mind, we don't understand. We walk in our own ways, which is so low, below the ways of God. But only the Holy Spirit will be able to communicate to us and elevate our mind and our heart as of the eagles to tap into the high purposes of God. Into the high purposes of God. That's why we complain and crib about small things, because we have not yet tapped into the bigger picture that God wants to show us. Oh God, oh God, oh God. Hallelujah. Yes. So, the second stage is when fasting and praying is applied, the release of the Holy Spirit and of angels are being released to communicate to us the real vision of God, the strategy and the process of God. Okay. The third stage and the third point in this activity is the Holy Spirit given authority to release prophetic mysteries and angels released to communicate the process and strategy for the fulfillment to the servant, for the fulfillment of purposes to the servant and intercessor. Hallelujah. What? The Holy Spirit, the third stage is, listen to me. The Holy Spirit is released and given authority. Okay, this man or this woman, you know, is ready now to receive the mystery of what I want to do. So Holy Spirit, you can communicate this to him now. I am explaining you the words that Jesus said. He will not speak of his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. Are you understanding that word now? Okay, so this person is now ready. He's seeking me. I have tested him. Now this person is ready. So I had kept this mystery hidden from him. Now you can reveal to him. So the Holy Spirit goes and reveals. Raul, it's not these people. It's the nations for you. It's the whole globe for you. And then I come to the realization of the bigger picture. I was thinking, oh, I am going to thresh in the threshing floor all my life. But the angel came and told me, oh, you are a mighty man of valor. You are supposed to deliver Israel. This is not what you are supposed to do. The bigger picture is what the Holy Spirit has been given authority to release to us. Because the third point I am on, because even for God to implement strategies for the fulfillment of his process and purpose, it has to be first implanted in the mind and heart of his servant. For the servant of God to pray and prophesy as per the utterance received. Okay? God can do nothing in your life until you take the time to tap into the mystery that God has for you. You cannot sit on your couch and say, good days will come for me. Mighty things will God do for me. God will use me. Like this, you cannot sit on your couch and say that. And you have to engage yourself to seek the Holy Spirit persistently through fasting and praying. And when the Holy Spirit is able to take from God with the authority of God and tell it to you and release you inside your spirit, that promise, that mystery, when it is implanted by God in your heart and mind, know that it will happen after that. He will not speak of his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will come and speak. He will tell you about things to come. Hallelujah. Are we understanding that word now? That is the third point. That is the third thing in the operation and the activity of the Holy Spirit and of angels. God cannot fulfill any of his purpose on earth until it is implanted, until it is given to men. No man can do things like this until he is ordained from heaven above, until he is gifted from heaven above. A man could do things like that no human being can do, because he tapped into a mystery by seeking the Lord and tapping into the mystery that the Holy Spirit released to him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Are we understanding? It's all the work of the Holy Spirit. He will tell you about things to come. I'm talking about the life of individuals in relation to this activity and operation. And I'm also talking about the nations. Daniel started to tap into, if you seek the Holy Spirit like that, he will start to unveil to you the mysteries of nations and what is holding the nations. Hallelujah. And Daniel was an intercessor and a prophet to the nations. He was of that appetite and capacity, Daniel. He tapped into the revelations of the New Testament, right in the Old Testament. Most of the things that Daniel uttered, the prophecies of the beast, the prophecies of the king of the north and the king of the south, the prophecy of the 72, of those weeks of the 7 weeks and of the coming of Messiah, all those prophecies are related to the things written by Apostle John in the book of Revelation. He started to tap into things to come. He started to tap into things that are supposed to come. Believers, we don't even know what is going to happen tomorrow, because we don't engage with the Holy Spirit. He is the one who will show us things to come. Okay, the fourth point in the operation is this process that I mentioned in the first 3 points. This process can take months and years, and the Holy Spirit and angels have to schedule multiple visits between God's throne room and earth. Okay, do we see that? This process can take so many years, and the Holy Spirit and angels have to schedule multiple visits. That is what Gabriel came and told about the coming Messiah. He went back, and then Daniel chapter number 10. When you read Daniel chapter number 10, he was led to fast for 21 days. Oh, is it in Daniel chapter number 10? Let me see that once. Yes, he was led to fast for 3 full weeks. Again. So it's not that, you see, once the Holy Spirit told me, you cannot find the God you are seeking in your 21-day fasting. It will take your whole lifetime to know this God. So come to him again and again. This is what he told me. Amen. Listen to me. Again, Daniel. Now, oh brother, you just fasted, right? Again you are going on fasting? Because Daniel was burdened by the Holy Spirit again to do a 21-day fast. Now listen to me. Many Christians take this fast as a traditional fast. I am doing a Daniel fast, which is 21-day fast. But I want to show you that Daniel did not decide the 21 days and went into the fast. He just started to fast. On the 21st day, the Holy Spirit told Daniel, stop the fast. It is done. Whatever you were fasting for, it is done. And he stopped the fast on the 21st day. Do you want to see the scripture for that? Daniel chapter number 10, verse number 13. Verse number 13. It says, but the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. And behold, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me. For I had been left alone there with the kings of Persia. How many days the angel Gabriel was withstood by the king of Persia? The prince of Persia? 21 days. So on the 21st day, Archangel Michael came to the rescue of Angel Gabriel on the 21st day. That is why the Holy Spirit told Daniel, what you were fasting for was done. Gabriel has been rescued from the attack of the prince of Persia. So listen to me. The work of the devil and of the fallen angels and of demons in the first and the second heaven is to stop communication of the Holy Spirit and of angels between heaven and earth. That is why we fast. There are so many purposes of God, mysteries of God that are supposed to come to you, but it's been hindered in the second heaven by princes, by principalities, and they are hindering the angels. They are fighting with the angels who take the message and who are supposed to come to you. Hallelujah. That is how madly the devil fights to disconnect you from the third heaven. That is how the devil madly fights with you to disconnect you from the Holy Spirit, so that you will live a domestic, casual, fleshy life and will never be able to all your life tap into the purposes of God. That is why we fast, so that God can send angels to defeat those princes, and revelation and mysteries could be communicated to us. And communication can be established between earth and heaven for the fulfillment of the purposes of heaven. People of God, I have taught you from 2 years that the devil attacks your prayer life, that the devil is attacking your word life, that is, that the devil is attacking you so that you should not be in the Spirit, because he wants to stop you from fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit, who can tell you about things to come, who can tell you what he hears from God. And you are letting the devil attack. And when you are letting the devil impact you and overpower you, the communication between you and God has been disconnected by the cancellation of your fellowship with the Holy Spirit. Are we understanding? Hallelujah. The heavens are in the third heaven where God sits. Before that is the first and the second heaven. I have already taken a sermon on that. Those are the demonic realms. The first heaven is the realm of the air. The second heaven is the realm of spiritual warfare, where this prince of Persia was fighting Gabriel. So listen to me. Daniel started to fast. The Holy Spirit told him to fast, and he started to fast. First day, 1 week went by. Second week went by. The third week came. And on the 21st day, Daniel did not even know what he was fasting for. But the Holy Spirit came and told him, stop the fast. Because what? So fasting, our fasting and prayer gives power and authority to the angels. Do you know the book of Hebrews says that the angels are made lower than man? What is the meaning of that? That means we are the one who are giving authority to the angels when we engage with the Holy Spirit. We are the one. If we are sitting on our couch doing nothing, not declaring the word of God, not fasting, not praying, the angels are jobless. When we engage in the word, when we engage in serious praying, when we engage in serious fasting, hallelujah, the angels are receiving authority to bring down principalities like the prince of Persia. Hallelujah. Daniel was fasting. On the 21st day, the angel, Archangel Michael, was released. Why? Because of the fasting of Daniel. Otherwise, that mystery with which Gabriel departed from third heaven, he would not ever had communicated that mystery to this man Daniel, if Daniel did not went into a fast. We tell God, Lord, I want to understand your word, I want to know your word, but we don't fast and seek the Holy Spirit. The mysteries cannot come to you because there is a warfare in the second heavens for the mysteries that are supposed to come to you. Did I not tell you that what the devil fears is not anointing? What he fears is the mysteries. And when the mystery comes on the head of a person, the devil will run away from that person. He will tell his army of demons, be aware of this person, because yesterday I saw a mystery was released by the angel Gabriel to him. Be aware what he's going to do now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit. That is the meaning. He will speak what he hears, and he will tell you. It was the Holy Spirit that gave Daniel the insight to fast, because he knew what is supposed to come, the fight in the second heaven. We sit here in our room, we sit here on our couches, we don't even know the things that the second heaven and principalities are orchestrating against your life, against your city, because we are not hearing from the Holy Spirit, who can tell us things to come, and who can, he tells us for the purpose of preparing us and to combat against what things are going to come. My God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So fasting and praying has to be done because demonic principalities, this is the fifth stage of the operation. The fifth point is fasting and praying has to be done because demonic principalities stop and hinder communication of mysteries to men. Yes. You are thinking, oh, the devil is blocking my money. Oh, the devil is blocking my promotion. Oh, the devil is blocking my marriage. Listen to me. You are being mistaken. The devil is not blocking all those teeny weeny things in your life. What the devil is blocking is the mystery that the Holy Spirit wants to communicate to you, through which you can get a breakthrough in your finances. You can get a breakthrough in your marriage, in your personal life. That is what the devil is interested to hinder. Hallelujah. People of God, if you are with me till now, remove your mute. Say amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Okay. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit, Jesus said, he will not speak of his own authority. He will speak to you about only what he hears. And then he will tell you about the things to come. Hallelujah. Every purpose of God that is orchestrated, not on earth, it's planned in the heart of God. Every purpose of God is planned in the heart of God. And only the Holy Spirit can bring the things from the heart of God to the heart of man. You know, the most difficult job for the Holy Spirit is to bring a man to the understanding and to the reality of what is on God's heart, because man has become so busy. Yes. Man has been becoming so busy and occupied with the domestic life, with ministry, with activities of their ministry and of church, that the Holy Spirit finds it very difficult to communicate what is on God's heart to the heart of man. And if man start to have a relationship with this Holy Spirit, a consistent relationship, by applying fasting, praying, and repentance, if we start to become sensitive about him and we say like David, Lord, you can take away my throne, you can take away the congregation, you can take away the ministry, but do not take your Holy Spirit away from me. Cast me not from thy presence and take not thy Holy Spirit away from me. That's why David became what he became, because he had awe and reverence and respect and honor for the Holy Spirit in his life. While Saul, when he sinned, he went to Samuel and he grabbed the cloak of Samuel, the garment of Samuel, and said, Samuel, Samuel, you know, I have sinned against the Lord, but don't disrespect me. Please respect me before this people. So when he sinned, he was concerned about the throne. He was concerned about his ministry. He was concerned about the congregation. That's why he fell down. But David, when he sinned, he said, take away everything, but do not take your Holy Spirit away from me. That made him a man after God's own heart. I prophesy on you, if you are going to have that level of relationship with the Holy Spirit, there is a long way for you to go. You are going to be a great man. You are going to be a great woman. If that is the level, hallelujah, of relationship you have with the Holy Spirit. And it's not easy. I am saying it seems easy. But for you to have that relationship, you need to give up your interest on your ministry. You have to say every day, God, you can take this ministry away. You have to say every day, God, you can take all the things I have away from me. This congregation, not my congregation, you can take it away from me. But I don't want to lose you, Holy Spirit. If you are going to have that attitude, if you are crucified in your own heart and Jesus lives through you, the Holy Spirit will be able to take you where God wants you to be. Hallelujah. But if you hold on to things, oh, this is my ministry, this is my money, I cannot lose this, I cannot lose one person, oh, that person went to his church, that person is listening to that pastor, he's not listening to me. Holy Spirit cannot work. You have become like Saul. Holy Spirit cannot work in your life. If you say, I am ready, I lose all, but one thing I want to have, Holy Spirit, I want to have you. Take it all, take it all. Hallelujah. Amen. Are we understanding? Okay. So Luke chapter number 2, verse 25 to 32. And then chapter number 2, Luke chapter number 2, verse 36 to 38, mentions about two people who knew the birth of Jesus, who knew that Messiah is going to come. One of them was Simon, and second one was Anna the prophetess. Okay, I'm not going into those scriptures, but these were the two people who knew the birth of Jesus, who knew Jesus was going to come. How? Because they had a relationship with the Holy Spirit. They came to know about how Daniel came to know the coming of the Messiah for the redemption of Israel. And then they came to know about things to come. So when they saw the baby Jesus, they said, my eyes have seen the Savior. Hallelujah. Because they already knew, out of the whole Israel, people in the synagogue never knew. People in the political section never knew. But those who knew that the Messiah was coming were those who gave themselves to fasting and praying in the temple of God. You know that, right? 84-year-old lady, the whole life, she lost her husband at a very young age. And the whole life she was in fasting and praying at the altar of God. And hallelujah. She was a prophetess. And she knew that Jesus is going to come. He is going to be born. Amen. So basically, the Holy Spirit would communicate to you the purposes of God. Will bring the purposes of God in your heart. About nation, about your life, about the city, about villages, whatever the Lord wills to give authority to the Holy Spirit to reveal it to you, He will come and reveal it to you. Are we together on this? Hallelujah. He will tell you about things to come. Let's go to one of the verses in Jeremiah. Let's go to one of the verses in Jeremiah. Chapter number 38. And verse number, Jeremiah chapter number 38. And let's see which verse. It's verse number 1. Okay, verse number 1 to 6. 1 to 6. Now, Shephatiah, the son of Matan, Gedaliah, the son of Pashur, Jukal, the son of Shelemiah, and Pashur, the son of Malchiah, heard the words of the Jeremiah of that heard the words that Jeremiah had spoken to the people, saying, thus says the Lord, he who remains in the city shall die by the sword, by famine, and by pestilence. But he who goes over to Chaldeans shall live. His life shall be as a price to him, and he shall live. Thus says the Lord, this city shall surely be given into the hand of the king of Babylon's army, which shall take it. Therefore the princes said to the king, please let this man be put to death, for thus he weakens the hands of the men of war who remain in the city, and the hands of all the people by speaking such words to them. For this man does not seek the welfare of this people, but their harm. Then Zedekiah the king said, look, he is in your hand, for the king can do nothing against you. So they took Jeremiah and cast him into the dungeon of Malchiah the king's son, which was in the court of the prison, and they let Jeremiah down with ropes, and in the dungeon there was no water but myrrh. So Jeremiah sank in the myrrh. Jeremiah was the prophet who engaged with the Holy Spirit and tapped into the reality of God about the things to come. He was the only prophet during his time was able to hear from the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit telling him things to come. And the things to come was, it will be better for those people who surrender to the king of Babylon, because it was on the heart of God for Israel, for Judah, to go into captivity to Babylon. But whoever will resist the king of Babylon and whoever will resist captivity shall die here. Whoever wants to stay here will die here. But whoever submits to the king of Babylon will live. That was the message of Jeremiah. Hallelujah. And his ministry was so troublesome. His ministry was filled with persecution. Many of us say that he was the crying prophet. Many Bible commentators say he was a crying prophet. Because in this lost and dying world, when you bring the voice of the Holy Spirit in this lost and dying world, in this lost and dying world, by no means expect appreciations to come. By no means. Don't expect appreciations to come for you. But expect persecution to come when you bring the voice and the utterance of the things to come by the Holy Spirit. The Lord taught me, and he told me, the nature of your ministry is more or less like Jeremiah. So even as I started to do ministry, I made up my mind that I am not going to receive appreciations. But let me become a bond servant to the utterance that the Holy Spirit gives to me about things that are supposed to come. Every prophet of God in the Bible was persecuted. And if you are a real prophet, you will be persecuted. Every prophet, starting from the blood of Abel to the blood of Zechariah, this is what Jesus said. They all were persecuted. Hallelujah. Because the world in which we are uttering the utterance of the Holy Spirit hates this voice. All the demons and the flesh and blood hates the voice that we are uttering. Now listen to me. Listen to me. Jeremiah, the people were angry at Jeremiah because he was not preaching peace and prosperity. All the prophets of Israel, of Judah rather, they were preaching that, oh, go, King Zedekiah, you can go, and God will break the yoke of Babylon upon Judah. You shall win, and the army shall be successful. There will be peace. Israel shall win. This is what all the prophets were prophesying. And these are the prophets who were given salaries. These are the prophets who were given provisions by the king. These are the prophets who were held in high esteem by the people of Israel. But one Jeremiah who brought the utterance of things to come from the Holy Spirit, he was persecuted. Where are the real prophets in our generation who will speak the pure utterance of God of the things to come? Hallelujah. See what is happening in Pakistan. Tribulation came. Where is the pre-rapture theory? Tribulation has already started, my dear friends. If you want to be a mouthpiece of God, you got to crucify yourself and say, God, I am not doing this job to receive appreciation from men. I am a bond servant. My mouth is sold not to speak things to please people. My mouth is sold just to speak things that you are giving me the utterance for. Oh, if I was a false prophet and I was in the church of Pakistan, I preach for the Pakistan people and Pakistan's church. I preach for them. And if I told them, you know, there is no tribulation coming for you guys. There is peace and there is prosperity coming for you guys. And the next day, the persecutors came and burned their church. My preaching is the one that made them backslide. They would say, oh, God said through his servant that we will enjoy and we will have peace. How did the persecutor is persecuting us? We don't want to believe in this God. My preaching was the one. My utterance made them backslide. Hallelujah. That is how false prophets are. They themselves want to believe, oh, all is well, everything is good, nothing will happen bad, nothing will happen. Have you seen those Christians? I know so much of them around me. So much of them whom I minister. Oh, Brother Rahul, don't say anything negative. Oh, all is well, nothing bad is going to happen. You are living in an imaginary world, brother, sister. You are living in the flesh. You are the biggest victim that the devil will bring down first because you have no relationship with the Holy Spirit. Utterance of things to come. When you start to say those things, people will start to hate you. Jesus said, if I was persecuted, expect the same for you, because a servant will never be greater than the master. What the things they did to me, they will do it to you, Jesus says. My pastors, my brothers and sisters, I want to tell you, the seasons have changed. The seasons have changed. No longer you can step into ministry, because ministry is awesome. And you will get a lot of red carpets waiting for you. And that is not ministry nowadays. God is changing things. And he is bringing us into the ancient anointings of the prophets and of the apostles. Hallelujah. Who are so, whose mouth is sold to utter the things that are supposed to come. Yes. Hallelujah. Are we understanding? Do you know, some days back, I had a dream. I had a dream. And this was so real. In the dream, I was chasing a woman to catch her. And the woman was going here and there running. So then she saw me and something was there in her hand. She threw it off and she took a flight that I was not able to catch her. And the thing that she threw, it was like a bomb, but it did not burst like a bomb. What it started to do is, it started to release waves of fire. So when it started to release waves of fire, I ran from that place. And behind me, the waves of fire was chasing me. And it was like a hallway. The waves of fire was destroying the whole building, the whole hall. I was just running from here and there. And the waves of fire was spreading all around and destroying the whole building, all the places, all the houses. I was running. And then I landed up in a certain house from the back door. And that house was supposed to be my house. My mother and my sister was there in the house. So I told my mother and sister, come on, immediately get out of the house, because the wave of fire is coming to burn down the house. My mother said, oh, on the television, the news channel is showing that the news of fire is a fake news. Don't believe in it. There is peace and prosperity. Stay in the house. I told my mother, that's a fake news. Now, in reality, we don't have a cable channel. We don't see news. But in the dream, my mother told me that is what they are showing in the news. That there is peace and prosperity. Don't believe in those fake news that some prophets are saying. And stay inside your house. I told my mother, it's a fake news. So my mother and sister, along with me, came out of the house. As soon as we came out of the house was burned down. Now, when the house was burned down, I saw all the houses burned down. And I saw people who believed the news on the news channel were burned along with the houses. But some of them that came out of the houses, they were weeping and crying. You know why? Because they lost their property. They lost their money. They lost everything that is there in the house. They lost everything. But I and my mother and my sister were looking at each other like that. And we were not crying because there was nothing in the house that we have. So we lost nothing actually. And then the dream got over. Listen to me. Times are coming. If you are storing up riches, don't store it on this earth. Fire will destroy it. If you are storing up gold, time will come. You have to throw your gold on the street. Even only those people who have nothing to lose, but only have Jesus, will stay happy, stay glad, and stay joyful in this time and season. I am speaking to you from the very third heaven voice and utterance of God. Hallelujah. If you are attached to your bank balance, you need to break that attachment. If you are attached to the things of the world, you need to break. Hallelujah. If you think, oh no, I will store up. Don't store up. Whatever you have, use and give into the kingdom of God, so that you tap into the economy of God that will sustain you. If you store up for yourself and don't give, it will be destroyed. Hallelujah. Amen. Are we understanding, people of God? That is what is going to happen. That happened in the book of Ezekiel. People who had gold, they threw their gold on the street. Every accumulation of wealth mattered nothing. And that are the times and season, things that are supposed to come. Okay. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5. Let's look at that verse. Verse number 1 to 6 See what the Bible says about the coming days. But concerning the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I should write to you. For you yourself know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. For when they say peace and safety, then suddenly destruction comes upon them. You see that? As labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, so that this day should overtake you as a thief. Those who are engaged with a relationship in the Holy Spirit, for them, it will not come as a calamity or as a day of the thief, because they have the understanding of times and season. The Holy Spirit utters, the Bible says, Jesus said, he will tell you things to come for the purpose of preparedness. For the purpose of preparedness. That you would be able to prepare for those things that are going to come. We are lacking prophetic voices in our churches who will teach the church and prepare the church according to the things that are going to come. Hallelujah. So, prophets, pastors, you know, a pastor has to have a prophetic utterance who teaches in the church, who takes care of the sheep. A pastor is supposed to have a prophetic utterance. The Holy Spirit has to tell you things to come so that you can prepare the flock that has been assigned to you faithfully, feeding them the word of God and preparing them for the things to come. Hallelujah. If there was a pastor in Pakistan and he was preaching in the church, no tribulation, brothers and sisters, hallelujah. Tomorrow you are going to receive the property. Tomorrow you are going to receive the car. Tomorrow you are going to receive this. The prosperity is on your way. The peace is on your way. You are a pastor and you are teaching this in your church. And next day they come and burn your church and kill some people. People will tell you, what did you preach, pastor? If you would have taught us that this is going to come and prepared us, we would have survived, but now we are down with depression and we don't at all believe in Jesus no more. Many people took it upon themselves to preach the word of God. They were not even ordained by the Holy Spirit, by the Lord himself. Many people took it upon themselves to do videos on Instagram, on Facebook. They were not even ordained. But be careful about the things you teach. Everything you are teaching people, you will be held accountable. Because if you are a teacher and if you are not teaching, hearing from the Holy Spirit, you are taking people to hell. You are killing people by your teaching. Be very careful who wants to become preachers, teachers, and prophets. Yeah, nowadays it's happening. This utterance that they are bringing. Hallelujah. Amen. Are we understanding? He will tell you things to come. He will tell you things to come. He will tell you things to come. You know, I would have died in 2022. But because he told me the things to come, that's why I am alive talking to you. I would have died in 2022, in January. From the month of November, I had a dream where I saw my car. I was driving my car. And then I went through a flyover coming down. And there was something in front of me. I bashed my car and my car crumbled in pieces. Everything was out. In November 2021, I had the dream. I got up from the dream. I knew it was the Lord, the Holy Spirit showing me. And I started to pray in tongues. And cancel that dream. By the end of December, I had another dream of my car. In the month of January, I went on a 21-day fast to a hotel room. And there, on the first day of my fast, I had another dream of my car. I saw my car, and I saw, now the car was not damaged. It was there in a basement, standing in a basement. And I saw scratches and dents on the front bumper of the car. And then I went to the back door, the passenger door of the car, on the left side of the car. I saw a dent in the shape of a dove. Yes, I said, what is this? Got up from the dream. I was praying. I did not understand. When I was going to end my fast, I was on the 17th or the 18th day I had to take my car to buy something, to buy some supplies. So I took my car and I was driving, I was driving. I came to an area which was a roundabout after a flyover. And there, as soon as I approached that place, I don't know, out of nowhere, a metal truck came in front of me. And my car banged the metal truck. And what the way my car banged the metal truck was on the metal truck was like this. My car was going like this front, and the metal truck just came like this. It just came like this. So I put my brakes on, and because I did not eat, I was not so energetic. So I put my brakes on loosely, and my car banged the metal truck to the my left of the car bumper, the front bumper, to the end of the truck. And I got down, the truck escaped. And I got down at that place. I was not in a mind to concentrate. So I saw the bumper came out and dents on the bumper. Okay, I saw that. And then I got in my car. The car was in working condition. I took it to the repair shop. By evening, it got repaired. And I came back to the hotel room. And then I took some rest. And then I kept my calm. And then I prayed, Lord, what is that? Lord, what happened? And the Lord brought my mind back to the dreams that I had. And then I realized what was the dent of the dove shape on the left side of the passenger door that I saw in the dream. What actually happened is when I canceled the dream of the accident in November, the Lord reduced its impact that the devil would do to me, my car, and to me, my life. And then by the start of my fasting, the first day, the Lord showed me how he is going to save me actually. So the car was supposed to completely bang the truck like this from the front, and the car was going to be crushed. But what happened is, when the car was going like this on the passenger door, the Holy Spirit, the dove, came and pushed the car from back. So the car actually tilted like this. So the impact was not on from front, the impact was on the left side. That is what I saw in the dream, that the Holy Spirit dent on the passenger door on the left side of the car. I would have died, but the Holy Spirit saved me. Hallelujah. Wonderful Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. He will tell you about things to come. He will tell you about things to come. You see, I am not going to leave my God because I know what he has done to me. People have come out of the realization of what God has done for them, how he saved you from death. Amen. Hallelujah. He will tell you about things to come. He will tell you about things to come. Hallelujah. So let us pray. There is a lot more things about the Holy Spirit that is yet to cover, but let us end here and let us pray. Precious Holy Spirit, I want to tell you that I thank you. I am grateful to you, Holy Spirit. I am grateful to you. And Holy Spirit, even as Jesus told us that you will not speak on your own authority, but whatever you hear, you will speak. And those are the purposes in God's heart that will be communicated to us. And that even as we apply fasting and praying to it, you will start to tell us the bigger picture about things to come, about our lives, about nations. Oh Lord, I pray. I just pray, Lord, break the hold of this stagnancy upon your people, and let them wake up and have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. Oh yes, Lord, let them have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, we have grieved you. So many times we have grieved you, Holy Spirit. We have quenched you, Holy Spirit, and grieved you, Holy Spirit. We want to ask forgiveness, and that you would come and again lead us, Lord. Lead us into all truth. Teach us the mysteries. Communicate us the purposes of God, and tell us about things to come, Lord. I want to pray for every pastor here, every servant of God who teaches in the church, who preaches in the church. Receive the unction of the Holy Spirit tonight in Jesus' name, to tap into the mysteries and the purposes on God's heart, to tap, be a prophet, my dear servant of God, be a prophet and sell your mouth to God, to the Holy Spirit, that you tell God, I am not going to please people. I am just going to say things as it is, as I am told about. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. People of God, church of God, times are coming where the fire of the world is going to destroy everything. But this is the time to get detached from the things of the world and every idol in our lives be broken. Break every idol. Throw out every idol that is taking the place of God. Throw them out. Throw them out. Break them in Jesus' name. Every selfishness be broken so that we have a pure relationship with the Holy Spirit as David had. David, though he had a lot of money, he had a lot of riches, a lot of wealth, a lot of honor from people as a king of Israel, a lot of victories, but he counted them nothing, comparing his relationship with the Holy Spirit. He said, Lord, I'm ready to lose all those things. It does not matter, but do not take your Holy Spirit away from me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Cast me not away from thy presence, O God, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, O God, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, renew a right spirit within me. Renew a right spirit within me. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit. Lord, you know, this series of the Holy Spirit, we are hearing from God about his Holy Spirit. It's so important, you know, it's so important. And if you seriously, the Bible says that not the hearers of the law are justified, but the doers of the law are justified before God. You are hearing the sermons, but are you applying the sermons in your life practically? Do the word. And if you go seriously, seriously through this teachings and the series of the Holy Spirit and apply, I'm going to tell you, your life will go to another level with God. Your life is going to go to another level. If you are seriously receiving the teaching and carefully becoming a good student of the word and applying it in your life, God, new seasons will start to open by the unction and the power and the teaching of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, lead your people, Lord. Thank you for this time, Lord. Thank you for this time. I want to give you glory. I just can't thank enough. I am so grateful to you, Lord. Holy Spirit, I thank you. Hallelujah. We honor you in our midst, Lord. We bless your holy name and we give you all glory, honor and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Can I hear a shout of amen from all of you? Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Amen.